Good afternoon. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, and this is Deliberate Noise. Tomorrow is just a waste of time. Coming up this hour, we've got a ton of beautiful new music, lots of upcoming show recommendations, and special guest Claire will be joining me to discuss the newest, hottest venue in the Vancouver scene. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it is. You'll find out if you stay tuned. First up today, we've got some John Mouse. He's playing this Sunday, December 2nd, at the Rickshaw Theatre. So here's his song, Outer Space, from the album Addendum. It's John Mouse on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nina Panini. I'm joined now by my special guest, Claire.
Hi.
Sup, Claire.
I'm special.
You are special. So, over the weekend, Claire, we went to a show.
Sure did.
And so it was at this new venue called the Clubhouse.
Yeah.
And we saw the band who I just played, OKGB. They played. And as well, Teenage Wedding, Bored Decor, and Pale Red, mm-hmm. who we unfortunately left before Pale Red because we're both babies. It was 1 a.m. and we were just, I'm sick, and Claire was tired. We were sick and tired, so.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we missed Pale Red, but I know they were amazing. But, so, let's talk about the venue. Let's talk about OKGB.
Yeah. The venue was great.
Yeah.
It was, like, high production.
The stage was fabulous. Yeah. I didn't expect such a proper stage, and like the lighting.
They had that lighting scaffolding at the back.
Yeah.
And really good. Yeah, the whole lights. The lighting system was like extremely lounge-like, very flattering, very evocative of like, I feel like the mood they were trying to go for.
Exactly. Yeah. And the whole place was very large, but not overwhelmingly so.
Yeah.
I think it was just kind of the right amount of space. Bigger than Redgate.
Yeah.
Yeah, like lately a lot of Redgate shows have been like selling out, which is sounds weird to say, but I haven't been able to get into a bunch of shows at Redgate because there's just like a line out the door. But like
good and bad news.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like the Clubhouse could fit quite a few more people.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But the bathroom line was wild.
We will talk about the bathroom
later.
Stay tuned to hear about the bathroom at the Clubhouse. But overall, great venue, easy to get to. It was just off the main bus at First Avenue or Second? First. I think it was First Avenue.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hope there's more shows there soon. And let's talk about OKGB.
Yeah, our favorite. They're so funny.
So they're from Victoria.
I'd never seen them before.
I hadn't seen them before either, but I like their music a lot. I've listened to their Bandcamp page like tons of times, and I play them on the show a bunch. So I was really looking forward to seeing them for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was your impression of this band?
Everyone was super cool. The lead singer was kind of striking. I think I described it to you as like the most lazy exhibitionism I'd ever seen. Like he would like do these like really extravagant kind of like movements the whole time and go into the crowd and like just like go around knocking into people, but it was like very lazy. He was like not putting out a lot of energy, but he was still like doing a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they had, what, 6 people on stage?
Yeah.
And it sounded like 3.
And these guys next to me were talking about that. They were like, imagine having 6 people on stage. Disgusting. They must have been in their own band.
Yeah, probably. I didn't think that I would catch the band on before OKGB, but the show started late, as usual. And I caught like their last 3 or 4 songs. And they were actually like very good.
Uh-huh.
They're called Teenage Wedding, also from Victoria. And afterwards, I went up to the lead singer just to be like, hey, I liked your set.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, really? You did? And he mentioned that one of their guitarists was like crying after.
Aww.
Because they, quote, normally sound better.
Aww. So for everyone out there, always go up to the band and say they were great.
Yeah. You can
wipe
actually
the tears away.
Yeah. No, it's great to talk to the bands. I'm always scared to do that, but they're so nice and normal people, and it's great. Okay, so let's hear a song from Teenage Wedding. This is called Disinhibiting Stimuli, and I think it says the F word, so don't sue me.
And close your ears.
Yeah. Okay, Teenage Wedding on CITR.
We'll be right back.
Hannah Hall with the song Care About You from her album Hannah Hall Plays Herself on CITR 101.9 FM. Claire, can we just talk about how much we love Hannah Hall.
I love Hannah Hall.
Why do you love Hannah Hall?
I've known her for a long time, like since grade 8, and it's just been nice to know her the whole time, and I love the music she makes, and I like seeing the clothes she wears and her face and stuff. I don't think she feels as strongly about me, but that's okay.
She's a great name, too.
Yeah. Hannah. Yeah, I don't ever call her Hannah.
Yeah, she's one of those people you kind of have to say her last name, but it's perfect. All right, so that was beautiful. It's time now for the toilet seat cover.
Nice.
Of the week. So, as we were discussing before, the new venue called the Clubhouse, which we very much like and hopefully sticks around to continue being a venue for a long time, we decided we really had to check out those bathrooms and be the first people to review them. So, first thing to note, the line was tremendous.
Was long. That might have just been that moment or that night.
Yeah, maybe just like everybody had to go to the bathroom after the first band.
Arriving immediately. Yeah.
Well, if you're Claire. But yeah, there's just like a huge staircase up to the bathrooms, and then there's like two individual bathrooms.
I will say though, the line faces the entrance to the green room.
Yes.
So anyone coming in or out of the green room, you see when you're in line. So it's kind of entertaining.
That was exciting. And there was even like a red
velvet rope thing.
Didn't expect the little cute little fine details they put into these places. But overall, so the bathrooms were just, I want to say, just simple, efficient.
But
no.
Like much, much, much nicer than a normal kind of like band campy venue.
And it could just be because that was like the first show, so they were still clean.
Just downhill from here,
maybe. Ultimately. One thing to note, the toilet paper was the same consistency as the paper towels.
Oh.
I did notice that.
I didn't.
Not a problem, because they were
so
both soft.
I didn't even notice.
They were literally the same texture. Good mirror, decent lighting. I'm just reading like things that I typed
you
when
made
I got
notes
home.
For yourself.
I got home
that
like,
night.
Yeah, that night, like super drunk, 2 a.m. I'm just like, gotta type up some stuff for this bathroom. One thing. They're not like super accessible if you can't go upstairs.
True.
So that could be a problem.
Yeah.
For people. But there was a porta potty outside.
Yeah. Didn't check that one out.
Did not bother to check it out, but people were using it.
Yeah. And it was spacious looking.
Yeah,
it was one of the big ones.
Yeah, fairly. But yeah, I guess people were seeing the long line, like, oh, I'll go outside.
Yeah.
Porta potty. And I don't think it was too stinky because people were like just chatting like nearby it.
That's
so
true.
Yeah. So yeah, if it was gross, then nobody would have been near it. Mm-hmm. Overall, Clubhouse, good venue, pretty good bathroom.
Yeah.
Probably give it like.
Checked all my boxes.
I would probably get, I guess like 8 out of 10. Like very good. Yeah. Not particularly special. Like, we should start rating these bathrooms.
Yeah.
We haven't been doing that.
With an official rating system.
Yeah, definitely. We got to get on that. All right. It's time now for the cover. So, Claire, do you like Beyonce?
Yes. Yes.
I always surprise Claire with the covers. I found this group called Gold Gloom, and it's like two people in Abbotsford just making some nice tunes and putting them on the internet for people to hear. So they did a cover of Halo by Beyonce.
Nice.
And it's just soft and sweet and nice, and I think you'll like it. Here it is, Halo by Gold Gloom on CITR.
Oh,
That was Sudan Archives, the song Oatmeal. And Claire, you actually told me about that artist.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you did, because she's
amazing. One
of my
current favorites.
Yeah.
Most epic song about oatmeal ever.
Definitely. Without a doubt. Yeah, just great, really cool sounds in there. I'm playing a lot of music today of genres that just, like, I don't normally play.
I've noticed.
And I just...
I like it.
It's fine, you know? Just making noise. Sounds good. I'm going to play it.
Yeah.
So the next person I'm going to play, totally, like...
A real departure.
Yes. Super not something you would normally hear. Not even the kind of music I ever listen to. But I happened to be listening to CBC and...
We heard the same show.
Yeah, we were listening at the same time. And then I just like was, when I was talking to Claire on the weekend, I'm like, oh, I think I'm going to play this song by this girl called Fosia. And Claire was like, oh my God, yes. Like, I heard that on CBC. Yeah, so Fosia.
Look up her interview with Tom Power on Q if you get a chance. It was good.
It was great. She just has this absolutely phenomenal voice. Like,
yeah, otherworldly.
Mm-hmm. When I was listening to the interview, I was kind of like, okay, like, didn't really do anything for me. And then as soon as she started singing, I was like, whoa, what? So I just have to play one of her songs. And the one that I heard on the radio was called Bad Dreams. So this is the one I'm going to play. Also, yeah, I looked her up and she's an engineering student, I believe.
Mm-hmm. In Manitoba.
Yeah, somewhere in Manitoba. So she's just somehow balancing an engineering degree and, like, writing songs with David Guetta. Hilarious. I'm just so happy she's doing what she's doing.
Yeah, me too.
What an awesome person. All right, let's hear her song, Bad Dreams. And you might be like, what the heck, Nina, this isn't punk. Well, you're going to like it. I don't even care. Bad Dreams by Fosia.
Darling, I've been having dark dreams. They come on to haunt me. I can't seem to let them go. Darling, I've been having sad dreams. I don't know where I've been, but I know what I've come to. How about we play a game? I know you like it. Ooh, you stay as far as you can before they get to you. I may seem crazy, but it's only cause I am. Before they capture mine, run, 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 run. Dreams, I don't know what they mean, but I know I don't want to. Darling, this is getting scary. Why can't I stop shaking? I hope you don't see them. Glances, all I see are glances. Left and right, they like it when they know I'm anxious. Shadows, all I see are shadows. As you can before they get to you. I may seem crazy, but it's only cause I am. Oh,
Join the UBC Comedy Club for Comedy Night 3, Revenge of the Pit. This is the comedy night that you've definitely been looking for. More laughs and acts than ever before. It'll be at the Pit Pub on November 27th, from 8 p.m. till late. Comedy acts include Simon King, Hector Rivas, Yumi Nagashima, Ashkan Mohammadi, Ed Konya, Steve Letts, and our host, Sam Tawney. Admission is $5, but AMS Comedy Club members get it for free. The UBC Equity and Inclusion Office is hosting a movie night. It's for queer and trans students as well as their allies. Come join us in the BC Hydra Theatre at 2260 West Mall on November 28th from 5 to 7 p.m. There will be dinner and a screening of Finding by Love Intersections. This screening will be followed by a Q&A discussion session with the filmmakers Jen Sunshine and David Ng. Finding is a short film series about finding queer history, queer dance, queer disability language, queer sports, queer family, and hope.
I'm so tired of the headlines explained away. Only see what they want on.
I'm going away. Look into my eyes. The last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. Won't you here with me?
Flemish art recording artist Preoccupations returned to Vancouver on December 15th. Preoccupations is joining forces with Proto Martyr and Hurry Up for a legendary night at Venue, presented by Blueprint Live. Get your tickets today through bplive.ca. That's bplive.ca.
Mind Offline. That's the song Haven't Hurt Me Yet. And they have their EP release show this Friday, November 30th at Redgate. Check out Mind Offline. They'll be playing with Club Sofa, who I played right before that, as well as Kai Bravewood. So check out that show this Friday. Mind Offline.
Sell it out.
Yeah, for real. what do we want to talk about next? Oh, okay, so Claire, there's something I've been meaning to ask you about.
Okay.
For quite a while.
Oh, I know what this
is. Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, so a while ago, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, you sent me a picture of some paintings.
Yes.
And just, they were, can you describe what they were?
So these are, they're at the downtown library. They have a little gallery space in the lower level. And I work there a lot, so I see all the paintings. And these ones, they're like, the only way I can describe them is as if someone painted a stained glass version of the kind of like anatomy diagrams of genitals in like a textbook. It's like those diagrams, but like a stained glass version, but painted.
Wow.
They're very weird.
Very graphic, but artful.
And beautiful.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's in the library on the like lowest floor?
Yeah, downtown.
Okay.
They call it the Moat.
The Moat?
Yeah.
Does that stand for something?
I think it's supposed to be like, as in the moat of a castle.
Oh.
And then there's the little bridge.
Yes.
That goes into the library.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go check out some dick art.
Only there until the end of November, I think.
What?
Yeah, because it turns around every month.
You have like 3 days to go check out the dick art at the library.
Yeah, get down there, folks.
Highly recommend doing that. All right. Up next, we've got a band called Hiccup, and this is the song Enemies of Friends.
Make enemies of friends, let's all one. Burn another bridge before you're done. People make mistakes, you make bombs. I know that when it comes apart, you feel numb. Setting your control. I know what you do, I know.
my God, Claire.
Yeah?
Current Joys is coming to town.
Woo!
Finally in February.
Where are they going to play?
They're going to play at the Biltmore on February 26th.
Oh, nice.
And I've just really been wanting to see them for a really long time. Back when they used to be called Tele/Visions.
Yeah.
And then...
I'm glad they changed their name.
Well, yeah, there's like a really famous band called Television, so I think it was to avoid confusion with that, but
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. There you go. So yeah, Current Joys, I just played their song Dance Forever Die Together, and yeah, check them out in February. I know it's in a while, but I can't wait. Before that, I played some Tough Age, the song Unclean, and then at the top, Hiccup, Enemies of Friends, and that band's from New York. And I heard that on the Parts Unknown show. And I love you, Chris Horrific. Thank you for playing that beautiful song. We are at the end of the hour. Thanks for listening to Deliberate Noise. Tune in again next Tuesday for more Deliberate Noise. Claire, I can't believe we made it to the end of term. It's like the last week of class.
I know.
November. Next week is going to be December.
Yeah. I remember us talking about how depressing September was.
Yeah.
Now we're here.
Here we are.
Didn't know it could get this bad. Oh, I'm kidding.
If anybody could think of a title for Claire's essay really quick.
Yeah, like a pun about architecture, if that were possible, which it's not.
For in like a Indigenous Studies class, their papers about buildings. If you can just think of a pun to do with buildings and architecture, really, really quickly, call
super,
in.
Super, super quickly.
604-822-2487.
I would appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, last song to end the show. I'm going to play some Woolworm. Now, Woolworm is playing on Saturday, December 1st, for the Mint Records Mandatory Holiday Event Plus Awards Show. Go to this show. It's at the Astoria. It's on Saturday. Hosted by Mint Records. And you can hear Woolworm, Kelarissa Necking, Needles and Pins, Faith Healer, Lee, and Dumb, who I love. And probably even someone else that I missed.
That lineup is a nice poem.
Yeah, kind of is. if you can tolerate the Astoria, go to this show. Now here's Woolworm with the song Seer, and catch you later. Bye.